Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Plans are changing for Daniel Bryan and CM Punk's AEW debuts. Plus, Jeff Hardy is off the road after testing positive for COVID-19. And we speak to Smiley about the trial of Faye Jackson.
Faye Jackson, Suge, Tasha, and Swole. The power of all of them combined. Ugh.
For Monday, July the 26th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
It's the final countdown. The final countdown. The final countdown.
The talk of the wrestling industry has been the impending AEW debuts of CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Last week, it was revealed from Bodyslam.net that Daniel Bryan had signed with All Elite Wrestling. And over the weekend, numerous sources say that CM Punk is 100% in with AEW as well. Cassidy Haynes from Bodyslam.net has given us an update on the situation whilst on the Jabronis podcast over the weekend. So it's been previously reported by Bodyslam.net that Daniel Bryan's debut was set to take place in September. Those plans may be changing. Cassidy Haynes says they already had plans for Daniel Bryan to debut on September the 22nd. However, that was a couple of weeks ago. They had discussed Daniel Bryan coming into the company internally in May when his contract ran up, but they didn't start talks until about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Then the Punk stuff happened, and it's kind of thrown a wrench into how they want to present everything. Now, they've got to reformat everything because of that. Daniel Bryan started talking to AEW 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was supposed to debut at Arthur Ashe. And that was as long as 2 days ago. They can always change up when he's going to debut, but it is happening. It is 100%. He is guaranteed to be there in AEW. So the reason that these plans are changing is because they realize there is a lot of buzz they want to capitalize on. This is according to Cassidy Haynes of Bodyslam.net. So whilst the Daniel Bryan thing was quite a late development, the CM Punk one came along at the same time, and now they're kind of thinking, well, do we do something with them together? Do we remix it? So it looks as if plans for how Daniel Bryan and CM Punk are going to debut are being workshopped as we speak to make sure they get maximum impact from what could potentially be the biggest talking point in professional wrestling in the 21st century. That's a wild statement to make, but it could become that. We send our best wishes to Jeff Hardy. He has been pulled from all WWE live events following a positive test for COVID-19. Jeff Hardy had planned to be once again squared up to Karrion Kross on Raw tonight. Those plans are now off the table. He made a return to Raw last week. We had the match where he beat Karrion Kross with a roll-up and all of the momentum that was set to continue from that. That's all stopped for the time being. WWE doesn't publicly acknowledge COVID-19 positive cases. However, the Record Bar in Kansas City does, and they've announced that Hardy's medical status means that he will not be part of the post-Raw concert and the meet-and-greet appearances scheduled for tonight as well. This will mean Jeff Hardy will be isolating for 10 days and obviously subject to symptom checks to make sure that he gets a negative test before returning. So this will probably slow things down for Jeff Hardy, and I imagine we'll see him back on WWE TV around about mid to late August. Jordynne Grace has scored a massive win in the powerlifting championships. So she competed in the World Natural Powerlifting Championships this past weekend. And not only did she win the title, but she set records in the state and records nationwide on the bench press, which she got 210, on the squat, which she got 320, the deadlift, which she got 355, and a total lift at 885. Jordynne Grace is an absolute machine. And an amazing result for her in the powerlifting championships. During the weekend on her Twitter, while she was at the event, she also shared footage of a 74-year-old competitor who did a 650-pound deadlift in the competition. Tell you what, this looks like the strongest place on the planet. If this lad is there, and if Jordynne Grace is there, it's a very safe place to be. And John Cena has made his WWE in-ring return for the first time since January of 2019. John Cena was back in the wrestling ring on Saturday, the first WWE live event since March of last year, before the world caught fire, featured a main event with Rey and Dominic Mysterio teaming with John Cena to defeat the Bloodline, Roman Reigns and the Usos. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania had nothing but love for John Cena, all reports are suggesting. John Cena was one of the biggest stars in terms of pop for that night. Also on the show, it was a super show. So we had Bianca Belair retaining her SmackDown women's title against Carmella. Nikki A.S.H. kept the Raw women's title in a triple threat over Charlotte and Rhea Ripley. And Bobby Lashley retained the WWE title against Kofi Kingston. It was a busy night for WWE in Pittsburgh, which saw the in-ring return of John Cena.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Black Wrestling Revolution Podcast.
Kofi trying to find it.
Where we talk all things wrestling from the WWE.
We already saved WWE.
NXT.
Belair goes for the cover. Lateral press hooks a leg.
New Japan Pro Wrestling and AEW. Now here is your host, Tracy, a.k.a. Smiley.
Now, just a few days ago, wrestling Twitter was buzzing with the trial of Faye Jackson. We talked about it on the news. Sam Driver and I did. You can watch that back on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. But I wanted to speak to one of the people who got the whole ball rolling on this. The whole wrestling trial idea is something that comes from a collective, a hive mind. One of those is podcast host, the host of the Black Wrestling Revolution podcast, Smiley. And Smiley joins me this morning to talk about the podcast and, more importantly, about the trial of Faye Jackson. How you doing, Smiley?
I am good. How are you?
I'm all good, thank you. And thank you for bringing the joy the other night for the trial of Faye Jackson. Before we get into what happened, what it's all about, and the trial thing in general, did you expect it to be top trending on Twitter.
No. I did not at all. Like, I had no idea what was going on because I was trying to make sure. I was like, okay, my phone's acting up. So, sorry, excuse me. My phone started acting up and people were like telling me, they're like, do you know how many people are like in your room right now? And like, I'm having like full on like anxiety because I have anxiety issues. And so I'm like trying not to panic, but I was just like listening, but also trying to panic. So no, I was not paying attention at all, at all.
Amazing.
Basically.
So the trial thing, this is your idea, isn't it? The trials.
This whole thing started with an inside joke between like me and my friend Seahawk on Twitter. He has like, I don't know if he wants me to go into it, but like, basically we all have like an inside joke within our community, and it got out of hand when he went to brunch one day with a woman of the lighter skin. How do I say this? Of the lighter skin, and she was mouthing words that she was not supposed to be mouthing words to.
Oh.
And so I was like, Seahawk, you need to pay for your crime. So I was like, how do I do this? I was like, I'm taking you to trial. And that's how the whole idea came. And so it started off with a joke. I was like, the trial of Seahawk. And it kind of just went from outside of wrestling Twitter to black wrestling Twitter. And I was like, what is happening? I was like, this is supposed to be a joke between me, Seahawk, and my friends. Like, what? What is this?
It's sometimes it's brilliant when a joke gets out of hand like that, though. And
so I thought it was a one and done. I really thought it was like one and done. We're never doing this again.
But then you were handed a gift on Sunday night during Money in the Bank, where Faye Jackson, the rivalry between Faye Jackson and Big E, that impending battle outside of Costco, it's well documented. But for those who don't know, what led to the trial of Faye Jackson?
What led to the file was Faye Jackson said if Big E won Money in the Bank, she would post the nude. And you know how wrestling Twitter people are, so they held her to that.
I think the term is thirsty bastards is how it works.
Thirsty bastards. And so when Big E actually won, she found herself in a bit of a pickle. So instead of posting the nude that everyone thought that she would post, she posted a nude palette and they were not pleased. And so like the next day, Sugar Leviticus Dunkerton found out and he was not happy. And so everyone started adding me. They're like, Smiley, are you going to take Faye to trial? Is Faye going to trial? And I'm just like, no, I'm like, you know, I was done at this point. I was like, I did the one. We're done. I'm like, we're done here. Until somebody, a certain someone who's really good at graphics, Tom's graphics on Twitter, he's freaking awesome. He made a graphic for Faye Jackson saying that a warrant was out for her. I was like,
I saw this. I saw Tom's work doing the rounds.
And because of that, Suge got a hold of it and it kind of just went from there. And it got way out of hand.
Well, because it lends itself so well to you know, we talk about the rivalry between Big E and Faye and Shug, the battle of the Wholesome Gang and their arch rivals is again another well documented Twitter rivalry.
Very, very well documented.
So it went to court. The trial of Faye Jackson attracted a lot of eyes, didn't it, Smiley?
I still can't believe it attracted that many people, to be completely honest.
So I'm thinking of who was in the room for the so it was a thing called Twitter Spaces, and I'm intrigued by the whole Twitter Spaces thing. So it's because it's basically like sort of open sort of chat rooms, isn't it? But with voice.
Yes, basically. It's like an open voice chat room, but you can only have like 10 speakers and everyone else has to like listen in.
And you could drop in and you could listen to it. And there was a large number of people who were there to listen. But then you had like that. I think you had Drake Maverick popping in at one point. You had Xavier Woods in the house at one point.
No idea, to be completely honest. That's the power of Faye Jackson. That is the power of Faye Jackson. Auntie Faye is loved and respected in this community, but I did not know how far her power went. And so when people were telling me who were in the room, I thought they were kidding. Like, I really thought, I'm like, you're kidding. Until before my stuff crashed for the first time, I scrolled and I was like, who are all these check marks? I was like, I'm just one person. Who are all you? And then I remembered who was a part of it. I literally give all the praise to them. I give all the praise to Faye Jackson, Suge, Tasha, and Swole. Like, all because of them. Like, it wasn't me. It was a team effort. But them, they got that thing trending. Like, the power of all of them combined. Ugh.
just a force of nature descending upon the internet for the trial of Faye Jackson.
Yes.
From you were there for the entire thing, so you sort of oversaw the trial of Faye Jackson. So let me go through some of the cast of characters. So Suge was there as the prosecution.
Yes, you had
Big Swole on defense. Tasha Steeles was the judge.
Yes. Also, we had AJ Gray as our bailiff.
Bailiff AJ. Awesome.
Bailiff AJ.
Ryan Satin, Lever Bates, Diana Perrazzo, D'Lo Brown was another name, Sonny Kiss popping into this thing as well. Was there a highlight for you that sticks out in your mind from the trial of Faye Jackson?
I think the highlight was when it hit over 1,200 people and everyone's just like, you have over 1,200 people, and they're just like, people's like, you did it. I was like, what did I do? I'm like, I did nothing. I'm just here listening. I'm like, what did I do? I'm just like, you got the biggest wrestling Twitter space ever. And I'm just like, no, I didn't. I was like, all of them did.
Well, it's
like,
your idea. You're the
big team. Was a team. It wasn't just my idea. Like, this is like, it was all because of Seahawk. If Seahawk didn't do what he did that Sunday at brunch, I probably would have never taken him to trial. And yeah, but I give all the praise to Tasha, Swole, Auntie Faye, and Show, because without them, like, literally, it probably would have never trended number one and never would have got that amount of people, including people I love and respect and are fans of. So I am, I just give all the love and praise to them. Like, it's this whole thing was just a team effort, team idea, and it's, I still can't believe, like, that night happened. I woke up the next day, it was like, did last night actually happen? Like, I barely got any sleep the night after. I got like maybe 2 hours, and then I had to go to work because I work from home. So I was just, it was in my head the entire time. My phone didn't stop blowing up until somebody got me in Twitter jail for 12 hours. So that was nice. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
How did that happen?
Apparently somebody went and found an old tweet of mine from like 2012 and reported it and put me in Twitter jail for 12 hours. But I kind of needed that 12 hours to, like, relax. So that's what I did. I relaxed. I was like, I need to sleep.
If anything, it was it stopped you from constantly refreshing Twitter. It gave you a reason to
step away. I'm like, I need to get off my phone. I was like, I need to get off my phone. Go outside. I'm like, I just need to go outside.
Sorry, go on.
I wasn't saying anything else. You're good.
Are we getting more trials, though, Smiley?
Actually, there is one more trial. The trial of PB Smooth.
What's Smooth been up to? Tell us about this one.
Oh, Smooth has just been doing dastardly, dastardly deeds. Just being unwholesome, basically. Being very, very unwholesome. So he is being taken to trial tomorrow night.
Right. So that'll be a Twitter Spaces event once again that people can
come. Yes, it will be. It'll probably be my last one for like a good minute because I need a break. I need a break.
Away from the trials, people will know you for Black Wrestling Revolution. It's a podcast that talks about the great and the good from the black wrestling world, from the people of color wrestling world. Also, you get to chat to people. And my favorite part of it, Smiley, is when you just go off on one. I'm a big fan of a Smiley tangent. It's a deep joy. I think the most recent one, you start with going, yeah, it's gonna be one of those. If you don't want to listen, see you later. I'm like, well, I ain't going anywhere here. I'm in.
I love that. I didn't think that the podcast idea. I saw, okay. I as a black wrestling fan, I follow a lot of wrestling podcasts, and from a black woman's perspective, there's not many podcasts that come from like you know, perspective of Black fans, maybe like a good couple. And so I was like, there's not one from just a Black woman's perspective that needs to happen. And so I was like, I guess like I have, you know, I want to do one. Like I want to, you know, put my thoughts out there in the wrestling world. But then I was also afraid. I'm just like, who the heck wants to hear a Black woman talk about wrestling from her perspective for an hour? But then people actually started to like it. And there's a lot of stuff happened, like, you know, about race and all that. And so it's just like, it needs to be talked about. I don't care if it's uncomfortable. You need to know. Like, a lot of fans don't want to hear it. They put, you know, put their two hands up and go, la, la, la. I can't hear it. I mean, it doesn't exist, which is wrong. It's very wrong. So I was like, if you don't want to listen, go listen to somebody else that's more better than me. But I'm going to put my ideas out there so everybody knows that Black wrestling, Black wrestlers, we exist. You need to hear what we have to say. Like, don't just ignore us. Like, don't act like there's not a problem.
The conversation's been louder than ever. We had we had Black Lives Matter last year that dominated not just wrestling, but a lot of conversation across the world. As the world was on fire, Tracy, this was all kicking off. Is there something that you learned about being a Black female wrestling fan doing this podcast that you didn't know before you started?
Oh, there's a lot of freaking racism.
Yeah.
There's a lot of racism. People love to ignore it. That's what I learned before having the podcast. I learned that there's so much racism in the world, especially when it comes to like fans and wrestlers. I've like seen it and I was just like, I was disgusted. I was like, wow. Wow. They literally just want to ignore it. Like it doesn't happen. And I was like, that's wrong. Like, wasn't someone say something about this? And apparently it's supposed to keep quiet. And I was just like, no, I was like, I will not keep quiet and I will not shut up about it. So I was like, nope, it's time. It's time.
How's the reaction been to the podcast?
Actually positive. Some a little negative, you know, because you know how some fans are. They just be like, oh, you know, you're just going to talk about Black people, blah, blah, blah. That's like, oh, you're being racist. And I'm just like, how is that being racist? I'm Black. Like,
is that really a conversation that you've had where people have gone, well, you're being racist by doing a Black wrestling podcast? Is that really like, has that been a conversation you've had a few times now?
Yeah, literally. Like, there are some fans who will DM me and tell me that I'm being racist for just doing a one about Black wrestlers. I'm just like, how is that racist? Like, like, I don't get it. Like, you need to talk about all wrestlers. So I'm just like, but I'm Black. I'm a Black wrestling fan first. I'm Black first, wrestling fan second.
I think it shows a real ignorance in conversation, because it's more because with the podcasting world, there are so many so many categories, so many things you can talk about. There's no limit to it. Nobody is going to... There's a podcast called Cinephiles, Smiley, and it's basically an entire podcast about where they watch John Cena films. I discovered it this weekend, and nobody is messaging them going, oh, you're not talking about Dave Bautista's films. What's the problem with that? You should talk about all wrestlers. No one's doing that with them.
No, but when it comes to, like, you know, just talking about Black wrestling, apparently they try to all lives matter. And they'd be like, no, you need to talk about all wrestlers. What about this person or that person? I'm like, no, I'm going to talk about, you know, Black wrestlers that don't get much shine they should be doing. Like, seriously, like, it's like, how can you? Like, there's barely, I know, like, now, but like, I don't know if anyone has seen lately, but it's just like, now that, you know, we have two Black wrestling champions, we have Bianca Belair as champion, we also have Bob, I'm not calling him Bobby, I'm calling him Bob, we have Bob as champion, and I'm just like, everyone's just like, you know, basically some fans are like, see, you know, Black people can't be champions. I'm like, okay, but have you not seen Raw lately? Where are all the Black women? There's no Black women. Like, what? And so that's like the next topic I'm probably gonna be talking about, how there's like no Black women on one show and then the other one has ultimate amount of Black women, Black talent that are amazing. Yeah, it's just stuff that really needs to be talked about that some people just want to, you know, hush up, keep quiet, don't ever talk about, because apparently it's uncomfortable. Like, no, I will push that limit. I don't care how uncomfortable it is. I will put this into your brain and you will like it.
I think like we need a lot of uncomfortable conversations.
It just needs to be said. Like I'm not going to sit here and lie. Like the WWE as a whole has been very disappointing lately. So I've kind of been putting all my time and effort into indie wrestling because there's so much talent out there. They're Black, they're LGBTQIA, and there's just amazing talent out there, untapped potential in indie wrestling, and nobody's paying attention to that. And people need to. So that's basically my podcast. I talk about race, about uncomfortable topics. I also bring on indie wrestlers, Black indie wrestlers that people don't know or do know, and I talk to them. Like it's been an amazing experience as a whole, and I'm proud of it.
People are going to be listening to this, hearing about your awesome podcast for the very, very first time. Where can people go to hear it? Where can people follow you online as well, Smiley?
You can follow me at my Twitter at Smiley, that's SmileyBWR. You can find the Black Wrestling Revolution on any media, anywhere you get podcasts from. You can find me at Apple, Podbean, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you get music or podcasts, that's basically where you're going to find me. That I have it everywhere. So just type in Black Wrestling Revolution, boom, it pop up. I'm currently working on coming back. I had to take a hiatus because give my mental a break, but I am working on coming back. I haven't had an episode since like March, but I'm coming back. Trust me. I just needed a break, you know, protect your mental.
Absolutely. We can't wait to have you back. And as somebody who is familiar with your work more so after the trial than before, if anybody is going to lead some uncomfortable conversations, I'm glad that it's yourself.
I look, for a minute, I didn't want to come back, but then people were really just like, no, don't be scared. You need to talk about it. And I was like, you know what? You're damn right. I will do it. I like uncomfortable conversations. And if I gotta do it, I will do it. Dang it.
Well, Smiley, it'd be amazing if at some point we can have you back on to have more of those uncomfortable and, you know what, to mix it up, some comfortable conversations as well.
Of course, some nice ones
as well.
I would love to come back. Anytime you guys want me, I am here.
On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, check out the 10 most controversial WWE Attitude Era storyline. Stuff that WWE, now they're a little bit more family friendly, probably don't want you to know about. We'll talk about our favorite 10. A new episode of The Rise and Fall, Ross's brand new series, takes a look at where it went wrong with total non-stop action wrestling, namely the Hulk Hogan, Dixie Carter, Eric Bischoff era of that company. Also this weekend, Ross sat down with podcast host, wrestling journalist Denise Salcedo, and asked her what things from the wrestling world she would love to send straight to hell. You can hear that at youtube.com/cultaholic right now. Check out cultaholicshop.com to pick up t-shirts and merch and the final few Hell in a Smell candles. When they're gone, they're gone. We don't want them smelling up our homes. We want them to smell up yours instead. And you can sign up to WrestleCrate using the code word cultaholic and get yourself a Kurt Angle autographed picture when you use the code word cultaholic at wrestlecrate.co.uk. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.